It's summer up here by the sea. The gaily coloured bathing huts glow in the sun. Stefan Zweig is sitting on a loggia on the fourth floor of a white house that faces onto the broad boulevard of Ostend, looking at the water. It's one of his recurrent dreams, being here, writing, gazing out into the emptiness, into summer itself. Right above him, on the next floor up, is his secretary, Lotta Altman, who is also his lover. She'll be coming down in a moment, bringing the typewriter, and he'll dictate his buried candelabrum to her, returning repeatedly to the same sticking point, the place from which he cannot find a way forward. That's how it's been for some weeks now. Perhaps his great friend Joseph Roth will have some advice. His friend, whom he's going to meet later in the bistro, as he does every afternoon this summer. Or one of the others, one of the detractors, one of the fighters, one of the cynics, one of the drinkers, one of the blowhards, one of the silent onlookers. One of the group that sits downstairs on the boulevard of Ostend, waiting for the moment when they can go back to their homeland, racking their brains over what they can do to change the world's trajectory so they can go home to the country they came from, so that in turn they can maybe even come back here to this beach on a visit one day as guests.